Okay, and what about the things that that women make a lot? That you put on your bed and they sew them up?
Oh, you mean afghans and quilts and bedspreads? They make all them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a sugan?
Sugan?
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. Afghan, but not a sugan.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either. Okay, and what's the thing that you put over your pillow?
The pillowcase?
What are these?
Lamps.
Right. And what's the thing that burns out that you have to replace?
Globes.
Okay. And then when you cook and you don't want to put your clothes, get your clothes dirty?
Apron.
Right. Do you have any other words for an apron?
That's all I know is the aprons.
Yeah, that's what I call it too. Okay, and what about when you are going out for the day and you put something warm on?
Coat.
Jacket,
whatever.
Right. And then the thing that you carry in your purse or your pocket, so if you need to sneeze.
Handkerchief.
Yeah. Do you call
Kleenex.
That anything else? Kleenex, that's what I call it. Okay, and then you know how you wear different clothes to church, but then you wouldn't wear the same clothes like to go outside.
No, wear dress clothes to church and just everyday clothes to go out in and just.
And are there any certain kind of clothes that you wear for your everyday clothes?
No, just pants and shirts, Levi's, things like that.
Right, okay. And what about in the winter? Do you wear any certain clothes?
Just heavy coats and pants.
Yeah.
Boots.
Yeah, okay. And then when you go out to work, do you wear any certain kind of shoes?
Just old work shoes.
And what about things you put on your head?
Just rain bonnets or something, or a bonnet.
Okay. Okay. We're moving right along here. Okay, have you ever heard of a makeshift lamp?
A makeshift lamp.
Mm. Me neither. Okay, and then, do you know what the fluid's called that you maybe put in a lamp to make it light up? It might be called kerosene.
Oh, them kind,
I'm
yes.
I'm not even sure what you use kerosene for.
It's for them lamps, for them.
Okay, it is. Okay. Okay, and then, okay, you told me a little bit about the coal mining. Now, your husband did
it
that?
No, it isn't coal mining.
Oh,
it's
not.
Just, no, it's made like gold and silver and lead. That's
oh,
what they mine up here.
That. Okay.
They used to have quite a bit of gold up here, but it's mined out now.
Okay. I met a man in the town. He was telling me he was a prospector, and I didn't catch on to that.
Yeah, that's what they did, a lot of prospecting. And at one time, of course, I was real young then, there was 10,000 people here.
Hmm. Do you know how many there are now?
Well, not very many. I don't think there's around maybe 500 or 600 is all. You know that night building in the, down in Provo, down the BYU, the night building?
Right.
The money come from up here to build that.
Oh, it did?
Yes. Mr. Knight, he don't, see, we have a place up here called Knightsville, and he mined up there, and he become real rich.
Uh-huh.
And then he went, left here, and he built that building down Provo, BYU.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, my teacher listening to the tape will find that interesting. His office is in that building.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was the one.
Wow.
But he made his fortune right up here. There's a lot of people, I guess, that made their fortune in them days. But now it's about mined out. There's only one mine going. It's over to Dividend. They call it the Trixie, and it's the only one going.
Yeah. So people still go up and look for gold and...